This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Special Secretary at the Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, informed that all the Indian sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. Mr. Sinha informed this while addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi.
हमारे सारे नाविक और जहाज सुरक्षित हैं गल्फ रीजन में.
All our sailors and ships are safe in the Gulf region. In the last 24 hours, 161 Indian sailors have been repatriated and brought back to India after signing off in the Gulf region. This work was done in coordination with our embassies and missions. The second LPG carrier, Nanda Devi, reached Kandla at around 2:30 a.m. today, and now cargo is being discharged from both the LPG carriers, Shivalik and Nanda Devi.
और अब दोनों ही LPG carrier से शिवालिक और नंदा देवी से कार्गो का डिस्चार्ज हो रहा है.
Addressing the briefing, Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that petrol and diesel are available in sufficient quantity throughout the country. She said that the government is making efforts to encourage commercial LPG consumers to shift to piped natural gas. Spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs, Randhir Jaiswal, informed that External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar discussed global challenges with a particular focus on the situation in West Asia and its impact on energy security with foreign ministers of various European Union countries during his recent visit to Brussels.
External Affairs Minister discussed pressing global challenges, including the ongoing conflict in West Asia, with his counterparts from Europe, whom he met on the sidelines of the Foreign Affairs Council meeting. Energy security was an important point of discussion. The foreign ministers reiterated, and we also underlined, the point that dialogue and diplomacy is the way forward to bring this conflict to an end.
West Asia saw a sharp escalation today with coordinated aerial attacks targeting Iraq and Doha. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone was hit by drones and rockets, while strikes in the city killed four people, reportedly including Iranian advisers. The violence follows the killing of Abu Ali al-Askari of Kithab Hezbollah, as Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammad Shia al-Sadani condemned the attacks. Meanwhile, Qatar activated air defences over Doha after 14 ballistic missiles and multiple drones were launched from Iran, raising fears of a wider conflict. The Trinamool Congress, TMC, has released its candidate list for the 2026 West Bengal Assembly elections, announcing nominees for 291 of the 294 constituencies. The three Darjeeling Hill seats have been left to its ally, the Bharatiya Gorkha Prajatantrik Morcha. Party Chief Mamata Banerjee will once again contest from Bhabanipur, where the BJP has already fielded Leader of the Opposition, Shubhendu Adhikari. TMC has dropped 74 sitting MLAs. 135 sitting MLAs were retained in their current seats, while 15 were shifted to new constituencies. The Election Commission has ordered the transfer of 19 senior police officers in West Bengal today, with immediate effect. 2012 batch IPS officer Pushpa is appointed as SP Barasat. 2013 batch IPS officer Ishani Paul has been appointed as SP Diamond Harbour, and 2013 batch officer Sachin has been made the SP Murshidabad. In Keralam, the Election Commission has transferred 5 senior officials and appointed new officers to their posts. The newly appointed officers have been directed to assume charge before tomorrow morning. Lok Sabha has taken up further discussion on the demands for grants under the control of the Ministry of Railways for 2026-27. Participating in the discussion, Shatabdi Roy of the TMC said that 341 trains do not have pantry service facilities. She emphasized that hygienic food arrangements should be ensured on trains. Rajmohan Unnithan of Congress alleged that railway projects in Kerala are moving at a snail's pace. He demanded a high-speed rail corridor in the state. Rajya Sabha has taken up the Appropriation Bill 2026 for consideration and return. Participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rajiv Shukla said government should spend funds on missile development program and research and development. BJP MP Harshvardhan Shringla said that in 2025-26, India's GDP grew at a rate of 7.6%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.